Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Al Morales, and this morning's conversation is with FAA's Chief Information Officer, David Bowen. Also joining us in our conversation is Pete Boyer, Director in IBM's Federal Consulting Practice. Dave, what trends, whether demographic, technical, economic, and or industry, will have the largest impact on the FAA over the next 10 years, and how will your office adapt to these changes?
Well, this is a really exciting topic, and I think we touched on it when we talked a little bit about new technologies. But there are a number of industry events that are moving to sort of show us the way to the future. A couple trends that we're watching very carefully and actually participating in. Obviously, we see an increase in air travel over the next several years. The air travel business fell off after 9/11, but we're to the point where it is now higher than it was at 9/11, and certainly as high as it was shortly before 9/11. So we see air travel continuing to increase, and that's a factor that we're going to have to deal with. We're actually projecting an increase in air travel overall by a factor of 3 by the year 2025. So that there's some sort of long-term study numbers that we've had done, and those are the kind of numbers we're seeing there. There are a number of other things happening in the aerospace industry. You may have read about the coming wave of what we call VLJs, very light jets. These are small, nimble 4, 5, 6 passenger jets that we're actively involved in certifying. They're using new technology and new types of manufacturing methods to bring these aircraft to market at much lower prices than we've seen jets, private jets, in the past. And so we think we're going to see an increase in that kind of traffic. We also see commercial space travel developing. I just saw a note the other day. I think it was I forget Paris Hilton or one of the Hiltons booked a flight on some space travel, junket at some point in the future. We can kind of chuckle about that, but we have a branch in the agency that's dedicated to space travel, and they are actually very, very busy. We certify spaceports and oversee space launches and things like that, and we see this as an area of enormous growth for us. We also see the growth of what we call UASs, which are unmanned aerial systems. We made some press, I think, recently where the sheriff of Los Angeles County wanted to fly some unmanned surveillance aircraft. And certainly we are working with people like the Naturalization Service who are flying unmanned aerial platforms, if you will, to look at borders and everything else. The military obviously has been using some of these systems for some time, but we're seeing increasing civilian uses for these types of platforms. So all this has to be dealt with through increased automation as a way of dealing with this, as our current system, which is run by humans, largely human-dependent, is becoming more and more, I shouldn't say incapable, but it's certainly becoming more and more difficult for us to manage all these different types of air traffic, all operating in the same airspace. So the solution is really going to be more automation. I mean, we don't see any way around it. We're in the process of developing what we call the next generation air traffic control system, which is going to enable us to deal with these projected volumes of traffic, as well as these new types of aerial platforms.
Now, Dave, according to a June 2005 Federal Computer Week survey, the FAA was voted one of the best places to work in the federal IT. How do you intend to retain this impressive accomplishment?
Well, I wish I had seen that before I joined the agency. and I talked about why I joined. But I think one of the reasons I joined the agency is one of the reasons why we got that high rating. I think we attract people who are passionate about aviation. It's why I joined the agency. My goal is to be sure that our folks in IT understand the mission of the agency and how they clearly contribute to it. So from a standpoint of somebody coming into the agency, I think our mission around air traffic control and around aviation safety is very, very visible and very real to people. I mean, you walk through an airport and see little kids coming out of the jetway, meeting mom or meeting grandma where they traveled to, traveled to go and be with the family. I mean, that's really what we're all about. And I take that very seriously, and I know that a lot of my colleagues in the agency do too. We're trying to do some management things, I think, that will attract IT people to the agency. I think I talked about my management style. Basically, I see my role as sort of a coordination, collaboration sort of facilitator. I like to set goals, get people the resources that they need, and get out of their way. I'm a very hands-off manager, and my people seem to like that. We talked about communication. One of the things that we've done, and it was done based on a suggestion I got out of one of my all-hands meetings, is to develop a website or capability on our website where people can anonymously ask the CIO a question. And we've had a lot of response to that and a lot of questions about all different kinds of things, not just IT topics, but all kinds of things all across the agency. So I think that is one thing, one of many things that we can do to be sensitive to the needs of our people, help communicate the mission of the agency, and clearly show them where their activities tie directly to our mission and to our flight plan. We reward our employees for superior performance, and we also had to try to have fun in the process.
Excellent. Now, given your private and public sector experience, what have you learned about the ideal skills and traits that a CIO must have to be successful across these industries?
Ideal skills and traits. I think the most accurate description that I've heard of the CIO job is to build relationships and execute with excellence. And that came out of a quote by one of the CIOs in CIO Magazine, and I think that's very true. Certainly at high levels in the government agencies where I operate, my technical skills have long since departed me, but it's my business skills and my relationship skills that I think are what the FAA is depending upon me to use to move IT at the agency forward. I think you have to know and understand the business you're in, and I'm going to talk probably in another month or so, maybe 2 months, I think, to a group of healthcare people about how healthcare skills may transition to other industries. And we kind of touched upon that in this discussion. But I think the fact that I was a pilot and have operated in the airspace system and owned aircraft and gone through all the pilot type stuff really helped me to understand the business, plus the fact that I bring a passion to the business as well. So I think in terms of private versus public sectors, those are some universal, I think, similarities.
Dave, you've obviously had a very successful private sector career, and now you've made the transition over to government. What advice could you give to a person who's interested in making a similar transition over to public service?
Well, what advice could I give? Kind of a tough question. I would say that you need to find something that you can be passionate about and go for it. In my limited experience, and I've been in the federal government now 6 months, the one thing that really surprises me is that there is an enormous range of opportunities to do things in the federal government, enormous possibilities for interesting assignments, for details, for moving around in the federal sort of, agency world and moving up. I think we probably have more flexibility to do some of these things than I would say we have in the private sector. And the government certainly encourages that as a way for federal employees to develop their careers. So certainly that potential is out there for people to do things. And if you have a positive attitude and you've got initiative and you're passionate about the agency mission and what you want to do, I think the potential is unlimited. So I'd tell people to go for it.
Excellent. Excellent. That's great advice. We've unfortunately reached the end of our time, and that'll have to be my last question. I do want to thank you for fitting us into your busy schedule. But more importantly, Pete and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to the public and our country as CIO of the FAA.
Thanks, Al. I'm delighted to be here. If people want to learn more about the FAA, they can go to our website, faa.gov. A lot of stuff there. And I hope to maybe come back and talk to you again soon.
Excellent. We'd enjoy that. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Assistant Administrator for Information Services and Chief Information Officer for the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration, David Bowen. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Once again, that's businessofgovernment.org. As you enjoy the rest of your day, please take time to remember the men and women of our armed and civil services abroad who can't hear this morning's show on how we're improving their government, but who deserve our unconditional respect and support. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Albert Morales. Thank you for listening.